Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're tuned to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Our opening chorus from Psalms 103, verse 1. Sing with us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy greet you in Jesus' name. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 91, beginning with verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Hallelujah. Again, wonderful words of life on the broadcast service today. If it's possible, I hope you're inviting someone to worship with you, and then I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. And remember, if you can't get the broadcast on the radio or if the time is inconvenient or you miss it or you want to hear it again, our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online to hear the service anytime, and you can click donate on the front page if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card. All right, page 740 in the celebration hymnal. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Clap your hands and let's sing about it.
I have found His grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realms of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see His smiling face. joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great o'erflowing well, springing up within my soul.
Sing it now.
It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told.
Hallelujah. All right, let's turn to the precious promise today. The Bible says from Psalms 142, verse 1, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. One thing I really like about that verse is I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and with my voice unto the Lord did I make supplication. Hallelujah. And the Lord heard me. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, and I'm sure we've all had times like that, then thou knewest my path, and in the way wherein I walked, have they privately laid a snare for me. There's always someone out there trying to trip you up or lay a snare for you. But in the times of situation and turmoil such as this, let's do what the writer said. Let's cry unto the Lord. We have that promise that if we cry unto him, he will hear us, because his eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are open to our cry. Let's bring our needs to the altar. Father, we're thankful today that you forgive all of our iniquities and you healeth all of our diseases. We're thankful, Lord, that you redeem us from destruction. And Lord, we're thankful that you crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Lord, we're thankful that you satisfy our mouth with good things. We're thankful, Lord, that you execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Lord, as we look through the Word of God, we find so many things, Lord, that we can be thankful for. The list is endless, and it just keeps going on. Thank you, Lord, for being a living Savior, giving us a living Bible, giving us a living experience. Use this service today to bless someone and anoint someone. Lord, use this service to convict someone today. May today be the day that someone repents of his or her sin. I know, Lord, that you're not willing that any should perish, but Lord, you're willing that all would come to repentance. Lord, you're willing to save everyone. There's not a soul, Lord, that you will turn away if they come to you, in Jesus' name. Bless us now, we pray. Use the rest of this service for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Worship with us now. Hallelujah.
Just to have a touch, Lord, from you. To help with the trials I go through. Though dark may be the night, he'll send a ray of light. Just to have a touch, Lord, from you.
Hallelujah. One touch is all it takes. The woman said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Jesus said, who touched me? But then we read about him touching blind Bartimaeus and him touching others. One touch is all it takes. I'll give you contact information at the end. He's the master of the sea.
the sea. A ship was tossing to and fro. Breakers dashed on every hand. Angry winds around it blow. All on board were filled with fright as the mighty billows roll. Then they called upon the one whom the winds and waves control.
When he reaches down his hand,
when he reaches out his hand,
billows cease at his command.
Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still, what man is this, they all did say, that the winds and seas obey. He's the one who sails with me. He's the master of the sea. Storms of life may rage, and the billows round you roll. He can calm life's troubled seas, as he did in days of old. As upon the sea you sail, trust in him who never fails. I'm so glad he sails with me. He's the master of the sea. When he reaches out his hand, billows cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still, they all did say that the winds and seas obey. He's the one who sails with me.
Oh, yes,
he's the master of the sea.
From Psalms 104, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covetest thyself with light as the garments, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and he is the master of the sea. Thank you for worshiping with us. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have something you'd like to share with the power of Pentecost, one time or multiple times, large or small, we'd appreciate your offerings. It would help us to keep coming to you. Send any mail to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And the website again, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, you've been endued with power, with the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
When he reaches out his hand, billows cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still, what man is this, they all did say,